Hare Krishna, it is a great honor to address all of you who are situated in the building of the college. I'm seeing our Keshava Maharaj also. Hare Krishna, Keshava Maharaj. And Jayadvaita Maharaj. Where's Jayadvaita Maharaj? Yes, Maharaj. I'm seeing you on so many. I see the young boy who is the servant. What is his good name?
Nitai
Padakamala, Hare Krishna Babus. And so many of you with whom I have Nishkinchan, I also see.
Mahavishnu
Maharaj, I see. And so many others to whom I have a personal relationship. And obviously, I cannot forget that because in my address to all of you, I will talk about the person who connects all of us, His Holiness Kadambakanana Maharaj. He called me his friend, so I do have not only a distant relationship to him, I feel was a genuine friend, is a genuine friend, and therefore addressing you through Maharaj or being mindful of our connection through Maharaj is a moving experience for me. I have made some notes on the subjects I wish to talk about, and then in the style of Kadamba Maharaj, I will be spontaneous. He was like this. So let me start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine. Please join me all. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jananjala Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, I'm just... Okay. My dear devotees, this is our first honoring of Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, his appearance in this world since his departure. All our tears have not yet dried, all our feelings have not yet settled. When what we knew came or became a concrete reality. Maharaj had already prepared all of us in the summer of his diagnosis, but when Maharaj finally left, we thought an impossibility had suddenly dropped into our lives. At such a time, it is very good if we are holding this relationship as something special. It is very good to become mindful of the person who meant so much to us, as a spiritual master to most of you, as a disciple to His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, as a friend to myself, and so many other relationships. If we want this person to still be an influence in our life, it is important to become mindful of him. How do we become mindful of Maharaj? Well, we think of his qualities, we think of his teachings, we think of his example. And I would like to shed a little light on these things from my experience and share this with you, so that we are all united in filling our minds with the memory of Maharaj and feeling his presence with us even now. Of his qualities, what comes to mind immediately, at least to my mind, is his extreme depths. He would not, a deep person is not always talking about everything that they think, but at times it comes out when they give lectures, in personal conversations on a specific subject. And I was always in London English, you would say, blown away. Or is that New York slang? Deeply impressed is perhaps a better word. By his depths, which came out, for instance, in lectures. I would come after lectures to him and said, Maharaj, I really appreciate you being an original thinker. You are thinking about the philosophy, you're not just repeating it, and you're sharing realizations with us as the audience that are very elevated, and they show you have deeply digested the subject. He was not entirely comfortable when I said this, because no Vaishnava likes to be so much praised, but he saw it came from a place of sincere appreciation. Yes, we would from time to time, would always make time, if possible. It was not always possible, because he's a very busy person. But we would try to make time to sit together and talk as brothers talk, and share our insights. I always like to ask questions to devotees, and I always left these meetings deeply enriched, because he was a man who was authentic, who was courageous enough to be authentic. Yes, we are all part of this wonderful movement. We are all servants of Srila Prabhupada. However, as Prabhupada said, you can learn when you are on the ground how to fly, but when it comes to flying, you have to do it on your own. You have to apply what you have learned, and that will be always, this application is always something personal. It's what a person does with the teaching. And he was very, very authentic and very realized, and he dared to be authentic. He did not compromise his insights in order to be part of a group with changing values. If I am part of a group and their temporary fashions or temporary what they think, then that is changing. You have to be a chameleon. Today you are blue, tomorrow you are yellow. because the group to which you adopt changes. You have to live your life by eternal principles and follow that in the way you are realizing it, while remaining faithful to your spiritual guide. That I always saw here. He also was not shy to mention it. He said, "Maharaj, I am a Dutchman." He said, meaning that you know, the Dutch have a history in Europe to always do their own Dutch perspective or Dutch path. They follow that. Yes. His example, for me, he was a very, very strict sadaka, a very loyal servant, and a person who was very surrendered. Our Harinama Nanda Prabhu has, oh no, Vurijam Prabhu told that he actually was a first-class musician and very accomplished, and his instrument was the guitar. But since the person he worshipped as his spiritual master thought we should keep the kirtan in a traditional way, and I have great... I'm also on that side, that we should do so. He then surrendered his guitar playing. But, you know, when you are good at something and you like it, then if you stop it, you really are, you are either a surrendered soul, then you can do it, or you are always grudging and so on and so on. So he joyfully, with a smile on his face, renounced his instrument. And we spoke about it, yes, in the most respectful way, he honored the perspective of Jayadvaita Maharaj, which I believe is good for a leader, you know, imagine, my instrument is a violin. Imagine you see me in kirtan playing the violin and singing. You would think, now this is too much, you know. It's not a good example. A surrendered example, but also how he lived his sadhana. I'm quoting him in his own language. Starting the day. One should start the day hearing only transcendental sound vibration, he writes. I'm reading from this book, Kirtaniya Sadahari. According to Hari Bhakti Vilas, one should early in the morning wake up and remember his worshipable deity. One should offer obeisances, then one should recite prayers, even while bathing. And then we all know Maharaj, that he had a strenuous schedule, but he would get up always very, very early. Very early. I think sometimes 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Really early. And he would have this time for his sadhana and his relationship with Krishna, where he remembered his worshipable deity. Later, as you know, he worshipped Giriraj, and he really spent time on the decorations, on the outfit. He would, when I visited him in his room, with great pride, he would bring me to Giriraj and ask me to see the different decorations and the different ways of worship. And why should we get up? Why did he do this? Why did he give the example? He speaks about it a little later. The whole idea, he says, is to avoid mundane influence in the morning and postpone that as long as possible. Only Krishna, as long as possible. Isn't that a nice motto for a t-shirt? Only Krishna, hyphen, as long as possible. From the moment I get up, I try to avoid any mundane sound vibration and only hear spiritual sound vibration. If we make that a culture, then our rounds will improve a lot. No, so this he doesn't just say this, but by his example, he lived this. I was also inspired by another example. One day on the farm, I met him, and we sat. Or at that time, we also spoke, and when we met in standing up, we were just moving a little bit. I believe where the birch tree is, we were standing under the birch tree to be a little alone, because otherwise always devotees would come and pay obeisances and want to give us something. So then I asked Maharaj, what are you in your service, what are you up to, what are you doing at the present moment? And very joyfully he said, I bought a very old car. I saw that old car later, and I'm visiting people at home and preaching to them at home. Now this is a program which is very dear to my heart. I'm very convinced of the Namhata program, also in the West, as a way to strengthen our movement, which is shifting from a purely temple centered movement into a congregational movement. And so we need to to hold our congregation and keep it related to the pure spiritual practices of Krishna consciousness. And here's, I said, what? Because I used to do it, and I know it's such a tough program. You don't know where you will sleep the next day. You travel and travel and meet and meet and meet and meet. I know what that program means, I said. And how are you? He said, I'm really enjoying it because I think it's very, very important to do it and will establish our movement in the future. He did many such austere services up to the end, thus showing what a real sannyasi is meant to do, who engages body, mind, and words exclusively in Krishna's service. Once I asked him, when I met him, so what are you doing now? What are you? I think I avoided London Harbour language, as it means low language, because when there's a higher person, you have to address with higher language also. He said, well, I'm going on Harinam. I said, please tell me. And then he spoke of a Harinam tour in Croatia, I believe. I don't know if it was a tour, how long he did it, I don't know. I cannot therefore comment. But he would go to parks, to beaches with a group of devotees, and he would sing Harinam. He would do this often, just giving the example of a real surrendered preacher who wants to really imbibe the culture of Krishna consciousness to the various groups of people. And I always appreciated this selfless, simple, humble, sincere service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I also liked his human approach realistic approach to our movement for Krishna consciousness. He would, for instance, say that one has to arrange one's life in such a way that chanting doesn't become an austerity. He realized that for many devotees to complete their 16 rounds is not always easy. I know this. I'm giving holy name retreats, and devotees are somehow very open and free with me. They are not afraid of me. So they tell me their difficulties. I know that many experience this as a challenge to chant 16 offenseless attentive rounds. So he didn't give impossible, where someone gets on the pulpit and just it vexes you, you nonsense, you don't chant 16 good rounds and so on. He said, no, arrange your day in such a way that chanting your 16 rounds doesn't become an austerity. It should be easy, it should be joyfully performed. I'm noticing here I'm going over time, isn't it, Hari Namananda? I should wind up, is it?
Sure, yes, if you like to wind up.
Yes, I don't like, but I have to. So
we also don't like.
No, we have a program. I will finish. My dear devotees, I can only say one thing. Don't forget Kadambakanana Maharaj. Don't forget his qualities. Don't forget his example. He showed a very straight path to Krishna. A human path. Human means a realistic path. I wanted to say a realistic path. He taught it with joy. He taught it with taste. He taught it with how to give full energy. This is very rare. This is a jewel. And I want to only encourage you, continue listen to his lectures. And I'm at the moment reading through all his books. I'm at the moment here. My next book is Forever Present, I believe is the title. And then I will read the one on Vrindavan, because I can recognize, I'm not saying honeyed words with cream that are insincere. I mean it. I'm recognizing he is a wonderful example from whom we can learn and get a lot of strengths, so that we also can be determined, we also can be joyful, we can also give our full energy in a realistic way. His Holiness Kadambakanana Maharaj Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. And once again, I'm paying my obeisances to our Jayadvaita Maharaj, who is very dear to my heart, and to our Keshava Maharaj, who is also extremely dear to my heart, and to all of you. Hare Krishna, Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.